I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
I have had enough!
Enough is enough!
Enough!
Well, it's your time to shine. What have you had enough of? Our low-stakes, high-vent part of the week. Your feedback always welcomed if you're watching us on YouTube. I've had enough of begging you to subscribe. So do me a favor. Just go to youtube.com/WCCO radio and click the subscribe button. What are we at? 955 subscribers. Come on.
Come on. There's got to be 45 of you out there.
I just need 45 of you to go and click subscribe. You don't ever have to watch a dang video. Just click subscribe.
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
We're not going to come to your house and require you to.
Do we, I've been uploading some stuff onto YouTube on my own little YouTube channel also.
Mm.
How about that? Today I posted like a little State Fair food thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to post some shorts. And then our guy Matt sometimes takes segments from the show and turns them into little videos. Anyway, if you click subscribe, actually what we're going to do for the next two segments is just sit here and wait until you guys subscribe. So let's see.
No radio for you.
Let's see these numbers go. We won't do until I see one more subscriber on the WCCO radio channel. I will not start the enough segment. I'm just going to keep refreshing.
Is that kind of like when Bobby Heenan back in the day said, if I see one more of those weasel suit posters, I'm never coming back here again. And they'd sell out in about 30 seconds and he'd pocket a bunch of money. Is that
right?
Kinda?
Yeah, it's sort of the
kinda
same
like
idea.
That? Okay.
All right, I'll move.
That's an old school reference for you.
Not enough Bobby Heenan.
No.
Oh, we got a subscriber.
Hey, all right.
Thank you.
Whoever
did that, God bless you. That person was very concerned that we were just literally going to keep doing this. And honestly, I wouldn't put it past me.
I mean, you know.
I have had enough, and your feedback welcome at 651-461-9226 or the Odyssey app. Send me a message. I have had enough with AI customer service. Yesterday, I got a new modem for my high-speed internet at home. And I've had some great help from the local people.
That's nice.
At this internet service provider. They've been amazing. And set it up where I just went to the store, picked up the modem, came home, tried to activate the modem, and I had to go to like a little chatbot thing, right, to get it going.
Yeah.
So I'm on with the chatbot.
How's that working for you?
Which I believe first I was with a bot and then I was transferred to a real human.
Well, that's something.
And the human like asked me how my day was. Ugh. So like the chatbot would kick you out if there was no jibber jabber over a minute. So you had to make some idle chatter while they were doing stuff.
That's annoying.
So I was like, my day has been fine. And I said, well, then the first person got a little aggressive and tried upselling me. And I said, I just want to activate the thing.
We just need this to work.
And they were like, well, I need your permission. I'm like,
no,
I'm not giving you my permission. And then at a certain point, I'm like, what are we doing here? And then it got escalated to another person. All of a sudden, there is another person on the thing. And this person says to something I said, awesome. Meanwhile, how is your day going far? And I said, great. This is just taking longer than expected. And wait until you hear the response. Glad to hear the day is rolling along nicely, even if it's doing so in slow motion. Sometimes things just take the scenic route.
That's got to be AI generated.
What?
That can't be a real human being. Nobody says that. Nobody says that.
It was astonishing. That was astonishing to me. So I've had enough of that. This really happened. If you're watching,
oh boy.
If you're one of our new YouTube subscribers,
and if not, why aren't you?
I'll put it up on the screen. There it is.
There it is.
even if it's doing so in slow motion. What I do not need when I'm entering minute 48 of chatting with the chat thing.
No snark. Don't need it.
I feel like someone just chat GPT'd, what do you say to someone who says this is taking too long?
I think that's exactly what happened, Can I do mine?
Please.
So, going to be a beautiful night for baseball. If you got nothing to do tonight, Cubs are in town. Target Field's going to be rocking. There's going to be 30,000 plus in there. It should be a great night for baseball. Head down to Target Field. But I want to be down at Target Field on Friday night. Why Friday night? Pittsburgh Pirates are in town. Paul Skeens, probably the best pitcher in baseball right now, at least the best young pitcher in baseball, going to be on the mound for Pittsburgh. And Joe Ryan going for the Twins. This is exactly the kind of pitching matchup I get fired up for, right? So what does the forecast look like? Not so good. Not so good. I've had enough of weather impacting Twins games this year. The Twins have had awful luck.
Oh,
and the Saints
so
have had
true.
Worse luck over in St. Paul in terms of getting games delayed and canceled and played in garbage conditions. And now I fear we may be in for it again Friday night when this should be a marquee pitching matchup for the ball club. I had enough of the weather impacting ball games. Stop it. And don't come at me with the roof stuff.
No, we don't want the roof.
No, I don't want a retractable roof on Target Field. I just want the weather to knock it off.
I like that.
Had enough.
I agree.
Thank you.
Audrey on YouTube says, I've had enough of AI initial job interviews.
We just had that story yesterday about people lying on their resumes all the time. This is why. Because you got to try and beat the chatbot.
New York Times, I think, did a whole thing on these autonomous interviewers. And I get it that everybody's trying to do more with less and blah, 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 but like
this ain't it.
No. I feel like, and maybe there's nothing you can do about it, right? But it feels like to me that would be a great sign that I didn't want to work at that company. But like that is, ooh.
But if they're all doing it at this point.
Your job interviewer is not a person. Ugh, rough. If you're an HR person, you're ticked, right? Here's one from Paul as we go to break. Enough liberty. Paul changes the channel immediately. Commercials are things that often set people off in enough. I have a road construction enough coming your way next here on Drive Time.
Enough!
Enough, your chance to vent every Wednesday at 651-461-9226. I have had enough of the massive highway projects all throughout Minnesota. So much construction. And I've also had enough of the efforts to brand these projects. This weekend, up on 694, MnDOT is saying that they're doing mega maintenance.
In a land of 10,000 traffic cones, this summer, an experience like no other.
Mega maintenance.
30 hours of non-stop bridge deck action. Inspect them, fix them, stripe them, clean storm drains, remove vegetation and graffiti. It's a weekend blockbuster of mega proportions.
Mega maintenance.
New Brighton, Fridley, Columbia Heights, Brooklyn Center, westbound 694.
Mega maintenance.
It's this weekend only. Yeah, right. Eastbound lanes coming August 1st through infinity. A MnDOT production.
Mega maintenance this weekend. It's going to be fine. Just don't go anywhere. It'll be fine. Just like if you are trying to go from St. Paul to, St. Louis Park. Good luck. Textures. I have had enough of when you go to a restaurant and you can't hear the person on the other side of the speaker. That is no fun. That is no fun. Enough of the hand stuff. Oh, this is good.
Excuse me?
This the hands forming the heart shape, the praying hands thank you, and the both hands over my heart with the fake humility look. Yeah. I'm old, but like the heart hands thing is annoying to me.
Yeah, you're old.
Do you do this?
I don't, but there's a friend of mine on that's a TikTok YouTube creator.
Of course, yeah.
And that's kind of his bit, is he does hand hearts like with the Northern Lights behind him or with astronomical type stuff behind him. It's kind of his brand. So
enough hotel prices going through the roof.
Oh boy.
$100 rooms last year are now $245. It's pretty, you know, my parents were going to stay at a hotel when they came to visit us.
Were.
And they saw the hotel was $250 a night in Maple Grove. And honestly, in retrospect, I should have wrote the check. Enough of being humbled. When good fortune comes our way, must we feel obligated to announce, I'm humbled. Oh, I hate that too. It's the LinkedInification of the world. People feel like you have to be like, you know, I just want to thank everybody who helped me get to this day. I'm humbled by your support. Dan, thank you for your work today. I'm humbled. Enjoy the Twins.